National Exchange Bank and Trust is an equal opportunity employer. Member FDIC.
Down. 8:21 on your Monday morning, News Talk 1450, KFIZ, cloudy at 59 as we kick off your Monday here on Fond du Lac today. And it's the first Monday of the month. That means it's time for our monthly chat with our friends at the Downtown Fond du Lac Partnership. Amber Bodart joining us from the DFP. And boy, some cool stuff, especially a certain market that happens in Downtown Fond du Lac starting this month. We welcome Amber in to tell us about all the details here on a Monday. Amber, happy Monday. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Happy May, Spencer. We're doing great over at the DFP in downtown.
That's great to hear. May, April is in the books, and May, of course, brings the start of everyone's favorite, the Farmers Market, which is coming up a few short weeks away.
Yes, we are opening our market this season on Saturday, May 15th. Our same spot as usual, right down on Main Street between Forest Avenue and Western. I'm very excited this year because we have about 60 full-season vendors and a really great mix of our downtown businesses, some arts and crafts, prepared foods, nonprofits, and, of course, our farm fresh vegetable vendors as well.
Very cool. I think a lot of folks looking forward to it. I know the market went on with some changes last year, and obviously still keeping the pandemic in mind as it continues here. But it's good to have the market back, in kind of its full capacity, setting and full season setting, and that's a sure sign of spring and warmer months to come here.
Absolutely. I'm very, very excited as well that we are able, with the blessing from the city, to put on this wonderful event to bring our community together while still staying safe. I will have all of our vendors kind of spaced out a little bit more to create that environment for social distancing for people. It worked out really well last year, and I think people were really comfortable with it. We're also going to have a few stations set up with hand sanitizer for people who would just like that extra little touch of safety as well.
Mm-hmm. So May 15th, it starts. If people want more details, obviously you could check out the Downtown Fond du Lac website, correct?
Absolutely. You can visit us at our website, downtownfdl.com, or on our Downtown Farmers Market Facebook page. There's going to be weekly updates on there as to maybe we have a special vendor coming that week or who our musical guest is going to be. I also wanted to mention that we do have a few new prepared foods vendors that I'm very excited about. So you'll have to come on down and check them out.
Very cool. Very cool. Looking forward to it. Just a nice Saturday morning downtown and hoping for good weather on the 15th for the start of the market coming up here in just a bit.
Absolutely.
Now, another event coming up, Amber, I know we talked about it in April, is the Wine Walk. That's always a really popular event. Are there still tickets available for that if people want to check it out?
There are still tickets available. So on Friday, June 18th from 4 till 8 p.m. is the Downtown Fond du Lac Wine Walk. And I just checked ticket sales this morning. We only have about 88 tickets out of 400 left. So if you're planning on attending, I would scoop those tickets up as soon as possible.
Very cool. Very cool. So if people want tickets, same place as the Farmers Market info on the website.
Yep, so if you go to downtownfdl.com, one of our homepage sliders on there is for the Wine Walk specifically. You can go ahead and click on that. It'll take you right to the Wine Walk, give you the information. We have 14 different tasting rooms around downtown. Again, a really good mix of our retail restaurants as well as our bars and taverns, and some new businesses that people are going to be able to come down and check out. And then we also have a Facebook event on the Downtown Fond du Lac Partnerships Facebook page as well. So
very cool. Look for that coming up and get those tickets. Sounds like they are almost out, but still time to get those for the Wine Walk coming up in June. Amber, as we close here this morning, I know we got some info and shared it on the air, but just a recap of the Main Street Awards. I know the Downtown Fond du Lac Partnership got some good recognition from that too.
Yes, absolutely. We were very honored to be awarded with the best COVID response for the 30th Annual Wisconsin Main Street Awards. This award was actually given to the Downtown Fond du Lac Partnership as well as the City of Fond du Lac because we work together on so many projects to help with this citywide initiative.
Very cool. Well, great to see that. Congratulations to everyone involved with that. I know you got Dusty Krickow was a volunteer award too. Is that right?
Yeah, so Dusty Krickow used to work for the Downtown Fond du Lac Partnership, and she has still remained a really valuable source of help to us throughout the years as a volunteer. She's always willing to pitch in and do those kind of dirty jobs that nobody wants to do, and we wanted to make sure that she was recognized for her efforts.
Awesome, awesome. Amber, thanks as always. Have a great rest of May, and we'll talk again in June.
All right, we'll see you all down at the Fond du Lac Farmers Market.
Excellent. Thanks, Amber. Have a great day. Amber Bodart joining us from the Downtown Fond du Lac Partnership. Our May updates from the DFP. Always great stuff to share. And, of course, the Farmers Market, a favorite of everyone out there here in the Fond du Lac area. It is coming up on May 15th, Saturday, May 15th. Check it out in Downtown Fond du Lac. Go to downtownfdl.com if you want more information or check out Facebook, as Amber mentioned.